Hola, welcome back to day 10. Thank you so much for being here. In the last session, you learned how to create your own self-care list and how to use self-care practices to cope with emotions that may show up during your decluttering process. Today, we are diving into step number 2, taking action. I want to remind you of the 3 main steps that you are learning in this course. Step 1 is awareness. Step 2, taking action. And step 3 is maintenance and rituals. Once you have clarity and clear intentions for your new reality, you are then ready to create the home that will support you and your new lifestyle. It's time for you to learn the specific steps that you can take to make your clutter-free home a reality. Are you ready? Taking action involves 2 main steps: decluttering and organizing your space. Decluttering is all about assessing what you currently have, sorting it into categories, deciding what stays and what goes, and giving your unwanted items a new life. Organizing is all about creating permanent homes for all the things that you are keeping, so that they are accessible and convenient. It's very important to declutter first, then organize what you really need. It doesn't make sense to organize things that no longer serve you. I see many people making the mistake of getting started organizing the space without becoming aware and without decluttering first. I am sure by now you can tell that they were not successful. Deciding what stays and what goes should be easier after doing all the awareness in all the previous sessions. By now, you have a clear picture of what you want your life to look like and feel like. You have clarity about the activities that you want to do, you know how you want to use your space, and you have included others in the process if necessary. If you don't have clarity about what you want yet, it's okay to declutter what you know you don't want and create space for what's to come. Sometimes the actual process of decluttering and opening up space and energy can help you figure out what's next for you. It's very powerful to be able to start and finish one space for you to experience a functional and inviting space. This will empower you to keep going with other areas. So, what space to choose first? I want to share some questions that will make you think and reflect. Pay attention at how you feel when I read each question, and you may find your answer. What is your first priority? Why? What space can you benefit the most from? What space is going to bring you the most joy? What space is causing you the most frustration? What space may be the easiest to complete? Do you feel emotional when thinking of this space? After hearing these questions, how do you feel? Which one sparked something on you? There are different entry points to getting started decluttering your home. Honestly, it doesn't really matter where you get started. The most important part is to start and finish whatever space you choose. From my own experience, I would recommend that you get started with the space where you spend the most time in. The space that is frustrating you the most, or the space that you can benefit the most from. For some, that space is the kitchen. For others, it's the bedroom. For others, it's the home office. And for others, maybe the garage. I also recommend avoiding getting started with a space that may trigger you emotionally. For example, if a family member passed away, and you have still clothes and other belongings from this person in a room of your home, and you are still grieving their loss, then I will recommend that you get started somewhere else. If you love books, and books are causing clutter in your life, maybe I will get started doing something else and leave books until the end. It's better to get started in a space that you can finish easily. Decluttering stuff that is not emotional for you, and get a quick win with a nice visual impact, so that you get motivated to keep going. There is no right or wrong answer, and this decision may depend on your specific situation. If you are still unsure on where to get started, Please share your specific situation in the course classroom, and I will do my best to support you and give you my honest opinion. You are not alone in this. Remember that you can do the visualization meditation in this specific space to help you gain further clarity. Once you have decided on what space to tackle first, I recommend that you have a general look and ask yourself, what's in here? What categories can I see? Maybe you see papers, books, tools, clothes, crafts. Is there anything that you can let go of? Is there anything that may belong in a different room? Now is the time to have your intentions and your describing your ideal space exercise in front of you to remind yourself of what you wanted and why. You will be able to make more confident decisions when you have clarity and are looking forward to an exciting outcome. If you are feeling strong emotions when looking at your stuff, just allow yourself to take a few deep breaths. Use some of the self-care techniques that you learn to ground yourself and calm your mind. It's normal to have strong emotions appear at any time. Remind yourself that you are in the process of creating change, and it's okay to feel emotions. If this space feels too much for you right now, I will encourage you to maybe get started somewhere else and come back here after. It's a good idea to take before photos and videos of your space so that you can always remember how it looked like. Make sure that you have involved others who may use the space with you in the process. Schedule enough time and make sure to take breaks and celebrate every step of the way. Every little step of the way. Make sure that you celebrate. If you are storing stuff for someone else, or you have things that you know for sure you no longer need, especially big pieces of furniture, equipment, etc., I will recommend you make arrangements before your decluttering session to let them go, especially if you don't have a lot of space. If you do have space in your garage, basement, or another room that you don't need, make sure you move them there temporarily until they are gone. Make sure you set a deadline for others to pick up their things. When you are ready to start your decluttering process, I recommend you create a station with different bags or boxes for donation, recycling, garbage, shredding, belongs in other space, to give to someone, and to sell. This will help you be more efficient. I also use a folding table to work on. You can use a table you may have, or your counter. I found that working on a table helps you be more comfortable and helps you focus on the stuff on the table only, rather than staring at the mess all around you. I also recommend keeping a to-do list of every task that will come up while going through your belongings. For example, take this thing to my sisters, give this toy to my nephew, fix this broken table, etc. Keeping a to-do list will help you capture everything you need to do and will help you declutter your mind. It will also help you let go with more confidence once you start seeing how much you are writing down and how much time every task will take to complete. The first step in the decluttering process is to sort. Put things alike together. Clothes with clothes, books with books, tools with tools, etc. Having things together can help you make more confident decisions. For example, if you find a pair of scissors, you may be hesitant about keeping them or letting them go. But if you collect all the scissors and you happen to have 6 pairs, you can then decide that you only need 2 pairs, and you can let go of the rest with confidence. If volume is high, maybe you can use other spaces to do the sorting, like corridors, other rooms, living room. You can use a piece of masking tape and write down the category name if that helps you. You can also put things on medium-sized boxes, label them, and stack them nicely in a corner. This will allow you to optimize your vertical space and open up room to work in. I recommend you do a wave in your room. Pick a starting point and then do a 360-degree wave, touching everything in the space. If you encounter items you feel attachments to, Set them aside and come back to them once you finish the rest. Don't get stuck with items that you are unsure of. Instead, keep moving forward, deciding about belongings that you feel confident with. Put papers, books, and photos together and deal with them once the physical space is organized. Once you have everything sorted, it's time to make decisions of what stays and what are you letting go of. Keep in mind the balance between how much space you have and how many things you are keeping. If you have more stuff than space, then you will have a problem. Keep in mind your vision and the activities that you are planning on doing when deciding. It normally gets messier before it gets better. Don't panic. Things will look messier during the process. Allowing time to clean up and place things where they belong at the end of the session is very important. Keep aside any organizing products that you may find until the end of the process. You may be able to use them during the organizing process. Paper. Dealing with paper can take a very long time and you won't see immediate results. I recommend putting all the papers together and deal with them in a future session. You will learn how to deal with papers in this course. If possible, move out of the space you are decluttering all the unwanted items plus any garbage, recycling, and items that belong in a different space. There are many different ways to give your unwanted items a new life, like donating them, selling them, consignment, etc. You will learn all about it in a future session of this course. Once you are done with the decluttering process, it's time to organize the things that you are keeping. These are the steps that I normally follow when organizing. Make sure that all the items that belong in the space that is to be organized are there. Try to picture how you are going to use the space, what activities you are planning on doing, what items you will use more often. Make sure you place items where everybody using them can access them easily. For example, placing items between kids' reach, placing heavy objects lower, etc. Try to set up stations. Every activity will require specific items and equipment. Try to group them together. Think like kindergarten. Make it easy to put things back when you are done using them. Every item needs to have a permanent home, so that when you are done using the item, you know where to place it. Others using the space should also know where you put the item back. This is a very important step to avoid clutter. Try to make work what you already own if possible. Do all the items fit in your space? Sometimes the space is not big enough to fit everything, so be realistic. If you have more things than space to store them, then you need to reassess your situation. Can you optimize or create new storage space? Can you use more of your vertical space? Can you add extra shelves? Remember, you are looking for functionality and joy. If space is too crowded and items are difficult to access, most likely you won't enjoy using it, and clutter will come back to your space quickly. If you require additional organizing or storage solutions, make sure to measure your space and measure what you need to store first. Measuring is the only way to find the perfect fit for your needs. Add personal touches to make your space inviting. Display items that will bring you joy. Test the end result and don't be shy to tweak it if anything doesn't work perfectly for you. It may take a few tweaks to consider your project finished. I hope this session gave you a clear step-by-step method that you can follow to create your clutter-free home. We will dive into specific spaces of your home in future sessions. I would love to support you further, so please share the questions you may have. Don't be shy to share details about your specific situation, and I promise I will answer you with an audio response. Thank you so much for finishing this session. I am looking forward to being with you in the next session, where you are going to discover other methods of organization by different experts. Until then, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Adios.